Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I'll tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong.
Welcome back. Yeah, a little Grand Funk Railroad for you. In fact, they won't play that song on the radio anymore. Have you realized that? That's why I play it. That's our rebel instincts, right? That's why I play it, honestly, is because they won't play that anymore. And it's an important song. It is. It says a lot in that song, but nope. Won't play Grand Funk Railroad's Don't Let Them Take Your Gun. And so let's talk a little bit about why. Why are they going after the assault weapon? You know, when things happen, what does the left say within 5 minutes of an event happening? It must have been an assault type gun. They don't even know what an assault type gun is. In fact, Dianne Feinstein, she didn't even know what one was, but she was out there claiming that it was, the beast of all beasts and we needed to get rid of it. It's ridiculous.
Well, think about it for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Why get rid of that?
Why is it an assault gun?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people I know use their rifles for courting. They don't want to assault or defend.
Right. No, that's a great point.
Yeah, they're used for courting. So to call it an assault weapon is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
All firearms assault.
That's what they're there for.
But
yes.
Do they assault in the offense or the defense? That's up to who's behind the trigger.
And why?
Yeah.
And why? And I mean, if you're in war, right, you're going on the offense, right? If you have one in a home, you're in the posture of a defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why are they going after this so hard? And I think the obvious answer is looking at the Second Amendment, we are supposed to be able to match the firepower of our government. Otherwise,
what's the use?
Because it wasn't just for hunting and self-defense in your home. It was to match against a tyrannical government. So if you take away, if you leave everybody in a fight with a dull knife, but you have obviously the weapons that you have, who's going to win in that? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, but the reality is this. An AR-15 style firearm is all it is a semi-automatic rifle. That's
mm-hmm.
all it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It has a certain appearance to it,
mm-hmm.
but the basic rifle is just a semi-automatic rifle. They keep pushing for this because once they make this rifle illegal,
mm-hmm.
then all semi-automatic rifles become illegal.
Right.
Because then they'll stop talking about what they look like, and then they'll start talking about the mechanism itself.
Mm.
And all semi-automatic firearms are the same thing.
Right.
So that's the issue. What I'm curious about, and it may be happening, I don't know, but I would think that everyone in the firearm industry, manufacturers, retailers, ammunition makers, accessory makers, optics makers, they should all be pitching in to support Remington in this lawsuit, dividing up the legal fees, because they'll all be next, you know. I mean, the next time it'll be because the scope on the rifle, the optics on the rifle were what made the guy do it.
Right. But even going back to the argument that you're supposed to have the equal firepower to your tyrannical government as a threat, not even to do anything, just as that threat, that threat that keeps you in that space of liberty, okay, just by mere threat alone. Look at what they, you know, in talking about muskets, because this seems to be sort of the ideology of the left. They talked about muskets. They didn't know what we'd be. Well, what was the firepower available at that time? What did the government have and what did the people have?
Same thing.
Same thing. It doesn't matter whether it was a musket. It doesn't matter what it was called. They had the exact same in firepower. And it's a big point because right now that isn't the case anymore. And there's a reason that they have kept hidden or kept out there 20 to 30 years out on our technology. There is a reason for that. They didn't just do that happenstance. We don't know what technology we possess because all of it's been done in secret. So we don't know. All of it's been done at these bases. We don't know what's what our government has. So they are, in effect, leaving us with a dull knife while they've got everything else.
They are.
To their advantage.
And here's another thing that for some reason it was fully acceptable. When they made the inability to make automatic weapons, why shouldn't we be able to have automatic weapons?
Right. Exactly.
There's no reason that we shouldn't be able to have an automatic firearm.
Yep. And like you said, 5 million sold in three cases of somebody gone awry that they can claim happened, Then, you know, that is not the grievance level for something that is doing a tremendous amount of damage anyway.
And they didn't even have that argument against automatic weapons.
Right.
Because those kind of shootings didn't happen.
Exactly.
They just said, boy, one day this could be a bad thing.
Exactly. And right now they're trying to go after mental health to keep you from guns or going after red flag laws. And now they want to cut the manufacturers at their knees. That's, you know, we have to see all of the assault. If you really want an assault is what the government does to us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel assaulted every single time I go to an airport. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey,
I'm Lil T.
I think you guys are exactly right that they're pummeling in so many different directions that it's really hard for us to be defensive with all of this. But the one case or the one argument that really needs to be brought out, I think and I hope that will happen, is that this shooter.
Did we lose her?
And he was denied. So if they really.
So he was. You're cutting in and out. So he was denied a background background check.
He was. He was not able to get a gun himself. And so what he did was he stole the gun, the weapon from his mother. So if you have somebody in your house and you know that that person is not mentally stable, what are you doing as a responsible gun owner to make sure that that person is not able to access those guns?
Again,
the blame is being laid on all different
on
areas
a manufacturer.
So that they can try to undercut the Second Amendment at every turn when, again, and I really hope that they bring that out, he went through the right channels originally to try to get a gun. And then when that did not happen because those channels blocked him like they should, then he was basically breaking the law.
Right.
And when you disarm people who are law-abiding, the people who are going to break the law are going to break the law no matter what. They don't care. And that's the problem. That's the crux, is they are going to do whatever it takes. And good abiding laws, you know, abiding citizens are
paying the
always
price. Yep.
Going to do the right thing because that's just inherent to them.
Yes,
I
agree.
So what do you do about the criminals who refuse to follow the law.
Well, the reason we have under 1%, well under 1% gun death in this country, under 1%, I hope everybody's listening, 1%, under 1%, is because we have citizens that are armed over 90%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too. We just had deer hunt season, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many mass shootings did we have during deer hunt season?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
None.
Right. Exactly. You're exactly right. It's a great point. Thank you for that. I love that. I love that point. Yes, you're right. Hunting season. How many? You're going to have a couple of accidents every year. Those are accidents. Those weren't mass shooters in the way the government, you know, derives their narrative. You don't see it. You don't see mentally the people buying guns for hunt seasons in America as these mentally deranged people. They're not mentally deranged. They're not going out there. It was a fantastic point. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, furthermore, you have a politician that has a lot of bodyguards, and you have a Hollywood starlet or even a guy, a very, very short actor, which they all seem to be, with a lot of bodyguards around them, with a lot of firepower around them. Why don't they just arm themselves with one bodyguard? Because they don't know the threat. So what they do is they up the ante. They make sure they have plenty of bodyguards around them, right? And they hire these people. And you'll usually see multiple bodyguards around somebody pretty high profile. It's because you have to have you have to be able to overpower any threat that comes, right? You have to be able to make sure that you're the winner in that. And then you ask, why is the government wanting to take the assault weapons? Because they want to be the winner in any altercation. They don't want Americans to have any type of fair fight. Of course not. Because, of course, that's why we have the Second Amendment. But a lot of people won't say that. They won't talk about that against a tyrannical government. Go ahead and turn your dial down, sir, and go ahead, or ma'am, and go ahead with your phone call. You're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to say that the results of all this is what we just saw happen in Mexico. Mm-hmm. If they all get this through, you'll be between a criminal element that does anything at once and a crooked government that does anything at once, and the citizens are left defenseless and can do nothing but die. That's all the only option you'll have is to either submit and die.
So we're 2 seconds away from dealing with what we're going to now call cartels. The government becomes a cartel and they get to do what they want. And you're exactly right, because those people down there are not allowed to have weapons.
Nope.
So there's never a fair fight.
No, there's never.
Right.
They can't do anything to overthrow their government.
Right.
They can't do nothing to overthrow the cartels.
You're right.
It's the same way in Brazil, in El Salvador, all these other nations that have high crime rates, that these people want us to become just like them for some reason. I don't understand them.
It's illogical. It absolutely has zero logic to it, but they think they're making the world a safe place because they believe in criminals more than they do the citizenry. We have a citizenry that's over 90% armed. They think the criminals are going to abide by the law. They believe in them and not the 90% that's armed. It's amazing. I love your call.
Well, this is like Beto when he was asked about, you know, how are we going to get him from the criminals? He had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, well, I have faith that they'll abide. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for your call. I love it. Thanks. Oh, that was great. That was great.
You know, the reality actually is that a very small number of people in government and a small number of people in crime elements are the ones that want to take our firearms away from us.
Yeah.
It's a small number of people.
Yeah.
And all they've done is pit us against each other based on irrational arguments that make no sense at all when you break them down.
Yeah. And because they think they're going to make the world a safer place. Honestly, in a country like this, I'm not quite sure you could get under 1% gun death violence anywhere else on Earth. And honestly, the reason is because we are armed. So to take that away, what does that do? That changes the number. The number goes higher. Yet a leftist brain can't process the very obvious. Because you know what? They pat themselves on the back for being altruistic and saying, I want world peace and I want no more death.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely, except it will never happen. You can't root out anything painful or all death.
Yeah. Well, I
think
don't know
Satan
about
had
you.
A plan like that once. You just can't do it because you have to do it by force.
I'm leaving this world alive.
Yeah. And the funniest part about that whole thing is they say that's what they want. And they say, you know, pat me on the back, I'm altruistic. Do they not realize that the government wants something different? Do they not realize that the only reason they would do that is to gain more force? And they don't think they're going to be a subject of that force? Somehow they're going to be excluded because they wanted it? That's what they don't get, is that any law they want to pass hurts their liberty. It's amazing.
You know, the actual statistics actually say it all.
What's that?
We have 300 million firearms in this country.
Mm-hmm.
From 1997 to 2017, the number of accidental firearm deaths, dropped 50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually only make up 0.3% of the accidental deaths in this country.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And we have more digital safes now. We have more technology. You know, you can keep them safe from the littles in your family.
They've never been safer than they are today.
And you know what? We even do less teaching of how to use a firearm
than
we
used to do.
And isn't that amazing? But I was taught in my youth. Thank goodness I had parents that understood that was something that needed to be known. It was a necessity.
Right.
Can you imagine raising your kid as such a giant wuss bag that you would tell them that gun is evil, we won't have it in our house? Can I tell you how many movies I've watched lately where that's the byline? Somebody in the movie says that. We don't have guns in our home. That's our rule. That's your rule? You might want to rethink that.
Yeah. Either that or go watch a Purge movie.
Gosh. Next hour, Rubio coined a new term. You got to get a load of this. Your brain's about to explode when you hear what Marco Rubio came up with. Yeah, he is a wolf in sheep's clothing for sure. Not a conservative at all. Just wait till you hear this on the way back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.